There are times when you have the opportunity to see the landscape of the world you live in shift. And in those times, you have a very special opportunity. And that opportunity is a personal one. It is a time when you see something good honored, and you can then turn up inside of yourself the way you honor yourself and the way you honor the world around you in as many places as you can. Now, I think we understand a bit more about how important it is to self-honor, because without that, you cannot really build. You have a phrase, self-esteem. We are not particularly fond of it. We actually would prefer that it would be self-honoring. So the more you learn about yourself, who you really are, what you need, what is good for you in the world, the more you know about that and respond to that, the more you become an honorable woman. And that, as it turns out, is quite a powerful position. And from that position, then, you can look at the world around you and find the things that you want to honor from the fullness of being honored yourself. We almost want to say that again, and we will explain why in a moment. But when you have honored yourself, then you can choose the situations in the world where you want to honor a person or an endeavor or something that you know is good. But what is safe is when that honoring has happened in you first. Now, we would like to point out what happens when you do it the other way around. You do not honor yourself, but you are honoring things, even good things, in the world, but you have skipped you. That honoring did not happen in you. That fullness did not happen inside of you. Then the honoring that you do out here becomes a situation where you are giving away your energy. And so then you get caught in that very awkward position where you have to acknowledge your humanity. And how does that work? Well, if I have honored you, then something should come back to me. And of course, in the natural order of things, that would be the best relationship, where you honor something and it honors you. But if you have just given yourself away without discerning for that possibility and without filling, then you can put yourself in a perilous situation. Because it is most important to make your discernments and make your decisions about your energy investments from fullness. Now, a situation that begins with a conversation that says, "Oh, you do that so well, I do not do that well at all," that is not a good energy in which to live your life. Because to honor and acknowledge out here without doing that in here, that is not a good position for a woman. And yet, as you well know, that has certainly been the training. And there is that, shall we say, underlying hope. Maybe if I honor you more, you will finally honor me back? A very dangerous situation. The honoring needs to be inside of you. It needs to fill you. It needs to be something that always begins with you. It does not, honoring does not mean a trigger for giving away everything you have for instance, build up someone else when you have not built up yourself first. This is not a respectful situation for a woman. And so as we are moving into a different time, we do not know exactly yet how it is all going to manifest, but it is a great time for honoring yourself as a woman because you are, not because of what you have proved, not even always because of what you have done, but honoring yourself because you are a creation of the universe. And as such, you should be self-honoring. That is the thing that you want to build in yourself. And then when you honor outside here in the world, you are so much more powerful because you are the honorable woman. And the honoring you give then has value. And it is perceivable value. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. And feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy wash the root. And feel the energy in your root begin to form what needs to be in that creative center so that you can find your dream and create it. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the second center. And let that cleansing energy wash away shame, judgment, the demand for perfection, the fear of self-care, self-honoring. Feel all of that washed out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away any emotions that might have caught in your body, attached to a belief that is not honoring of you and not helpful to you. Feel all of that, along with the anger and the other emotions that might have gathered that you no longer need to hold in your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy feed the garden in your heart. Fill it with what it needs to grow, to change, to support you in the highest possible way. Feel the cleansing energy come up. Come up through the body and into your throat center. And feel that energy in the throat center. Begin to displace any communication you have with yourself that is about fear or judgment or any of the harsh, unloving emotions that might speak to you. Feel those cleared from the communication center. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that it becomes powerful and strong. And so that the third eye begins to work for you, so that it sees you. It intuits about you before anything else. It is able to see the world, but not without regard for you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. And as the energy moves out through your crown, let it remove anything that would prevent you from receiving, that would keep you from being able to take into yourself, into your energy, into your life, the very best that life has to offer and that the universe wishes to send you. With the open crown, feel the energy of the universe. Begin to pour into your body like liquid golden light. Let it adjust your thoughts. Let it soothe your mind. Let it strengthen your body. Feel the liquid gold flow down your spine to strengthen it. Let it flow through your trunk to heal you, to strengthen you, to bring you into balance with the universe. Feel it heal the heart, and feel it become a part of the garden that is your heart. Let the energy flow down through your legs and your feet, down through your arms and your hands, so that you are holding the golden body that you were when you were created, returned again to yourself, acknowledging who you truly are and how brightly your light shines. Move your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.